Where did he go? Did he fucking hang up?
Oops.
Oh, no, there's Ranbot. Okay, I got him. Ranbot. Hello, sir. Yes, congratulations.
G'day, g'day, boys.
How
can
are you?
Hear me?
Yes, I do.
I'm
hello
there. Are you having a great dollar cost?
Yes.
Dollar cost.
Hashtag eat the rich, boys.
Yes, dollar cost averaging, I believe, is what they say. It's when you're down, you just buy more. It's called dollar cost averaging. It makes your loss a little bit less because you sunk more into it.
So I completely understand why you held me on the phone here. I mean, I wasted 20 minutes of your time. You wasted 80 minutes of mine. Fair's fair.
I thought that was good content. I mean, you know, I was proud to hear that this was your fault. It was good that it was. So he's the one that set up email.
I got asked. They said, why did you tell this guy to email Mike? And I said, Did you see him strip the hide off this guy for 20 minutes? That's why I fucking did it.
It's called a hanging curveball. That was just like a fucking grapefruit right over the plate. Just like pop, just knock it out of the park. That was great content. Feel free to send any more weird, disgusting Jews our way, then we'll make fun of them again for 20 minutes. Perfect.
Oh, what do you think I'd ever find another weird, disgusting Jew like that? I mean, they must be pretty rare, right?
I'm sure if you tried, I'm sure if you dug deep, you'd come up with another one or 6 million.
Oh, absolutely. Well, this thing came about from. Well, you remember your good friend Rio?
Oh, sure.
Well, Mike. Yeah. Well, that cuties thing, since that blew up, there's been a couple of ardent defenders, including that fella, Mr. Girl. Mm-hmm. He came on. Got blasted by some of our boys, actually.
Yeah.
Got very hurt about it. Well, it came up again. There was another schlubby ghetto dweller who's happens to be in very tight with Mr. Girl. In fact, they do video collabs that nobody watches.
Yeah.
Do embarrassing things like go out together and like hand Pepsis to protesters. I don't know what the fuck that's about.
Oh my God.
But I was secretly recorded and then defamed by a Jewish person.
Were you?
That then Mr. Girl's best friend like goes by Vito or Vito YouTube or whatever. Now he secretly recorded a conversation. He was trying to lure me into a private conversation. I offloaded on him. I called him a whole bunch of words that you wouldn't say in front of your children for about a minute. Turned out he was secretly recording the whole time. So his whole thing, like, why don't you just come have a private conversation with me? I just want to talk. I just want to talk.
I just want to talk to people who disagree with me deeply.
As I circulates this 1 minute of me going off at him, by the way, like I'm not ashamed of it. I celebrated it. But then tried to defame other people for being associated with me. This guy claims to be a free speech advocate, by the way.
Of course. I mean, that's not.
I'm so against cancel culture. Meanwhile, secretly recording.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was taking this guy apart, and then I was doing a stream. You know those things you won't do.
Right.
I was doing a stream on Saturday, right? And I was bagging out Vito, and Vito deleted all his Twitter stuff live, like while I was talking about it. So he was watching.
That's good.
And then his right hand man, Mr. Girl, pops up, and he's like, "Ran, I want to do an interview with you. I want to talk to you, Ran. I want to talk to you. We can have a private conversation. I just want to talk to a white nationalist. So I want to fucking talk to you. I don't want to talk to you in private. You can come in here. I'll talk to you live.
Yeah, right.
No, it's got to be on my show.
Oh.
I said, right, if you want to talk to a white nationalist, go fucking talk to Mike Enoch. And he he goes, I want to talk to a white nationalist. I don't want to have a debate. And why the fuck do you want to talk to us then?
Well, I can understand you not wanting to have a debate. I mean, it's just like a... It's just like Jews posting L's. Like that's what happens when you debate some, especially Mike. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying. I was saying to people like, look, don't fall for this guy. Like he already said he doesn't want to talk to someone who knows what they're talking about. What he's hoping to do is like entrap like an average Joe and then run rings around him and do a humiliation dance. So like, just don't fucking talk to this guy. If you want to talk to someone who represents us. Talk to Mike. Someone else suggested Stryker. Mm. So if I can email Stryker as well. But,
Well, it's that whole thing. Like, you're not going to get any...
If you have this fucking guy, Yes, all right, go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, you're this old canard, like, it's just not going to happen. You're not going to catch one of our guys, like, accidentally backing into a trap conversation. Like, I just, even just like listeners, commenters, like, they have this shit, like, forwards and backwards. Like, anybody's going to run rings around a Jew trying to be slimy and trying to come to an understanding. It's like, no, the understanding is fuck you. And that's how it always is. And it's under certain circumstances in the past, it's been like, okay, we can have a foil come on here and just get wrecked. I mean, that's basically the only calculation. Like, is it worth having this person on? I was like, no, it's like with this guy, like, you've posted L's on YouTube. Like, we'll just play that. We'll read your shitty email and we'll just laugh at that. We don't need anything further. Like, you've already put your best foot forward in a pre-recorded fucking statement that you made where you just, like, owned yourself. And it's all right there. Like, I don't need to hear any more from you. Like, that's you. We don't fall for, like, that. That's not me. That's not what it really meant. It's like, no, fuck you. That's you. We got it. And we made fun of you. So, once again, Ranbot, thank you. That was a great setup. I fucking loved it.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Yeah. But I do have one little recommendation for you.
Okay.
If you don't, that's a rich vein you've struck. You've struck there. I'd recommend if you're interested in having another fucking struggle session, go and there's one of the videos that's up on his site.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe on YouTube, I don't know, but he's got all this up on his site.
Yeah.
There's one where he has a conversation with his girlfriend, who is also of the tribe. Like how he tried to do the crypto thing in the email. I'm only halfway there.
Halfway there, yeah.
Same thing his offsider did, where he was going like, he was like, I'm Jewish. And then when it came up after I had to go at him, he goes, I'm not even Jewish, I'm Italian. All right, look, you can't retreat back into your fucking cripses like you've been running around saying I'm Jewish, okay?
Yeah,
okay, buddy, it doesn't work that way. But yeah, find the one where he has a conversation about his sexuality with his girlfriend, who's also a fucked up Jewess. And let's just say, you'll get your money's worth.
I can only imagine. I can only imagine. But yeah, I discuss the sexuality.
Like,
Jesus.
I put it out for folks who aren't too confident about, like, talking. If you see this guy sniffing around, do not fucking engage him. He's just trying to find someone to entrap.
Yeah, if you go in for it knowing that. Like, you know, I don't think there's anybody left that thinks, like, oh, I'm going to have this good faith conversation with this. Oh, he's only half Jewish. Oh, does he really identify with that? I mean, halfway. No. No,
I think we do actually have to constantly remind people not to do that.
There's
always new people. We've got a lot of new.
Yeah, new guys. Guys who are half cooked. Yeah,
got a lot of new people in the last 4 weeks. So
yeah.
It's just because a lot of times people that even know that it's not a good idea just like think like, oh, I'm gonna wreck this guy. I mean, it's just it's a flex.
They know
that people are tempted to do these things, so they'll always ask. Yeah.
I don't remember what episode it was.
He's outright said that his next video is gonna be like interviewing a white nationalist to truly understand them. So he's right there on the hunt. He's looking for a soft target.
But he doesn't have a channel that's like even more, it's not even like you have a big web presence where if I go and I talk to you on your thing that like I'm going to be exposed to a large audience that I might, it's like you don't even have that. His new channel, because he's partially deplatformed. It's like he had like 226 subscribers when I looked at it the other day. I was like, yeah, okay. That's how this works. I'm going to go talk to
him. That's his gay flex. You were absolutely right when you said, he got mogged out of it. He got absolutely mogged since the security thing, but no, he's not deplatformed at all. It's just that no sane people want to actually enjoy his content. The only people who watch Mr. Girl are people who want to point and laugh.
Yeah. It's what you call a lol cow. You get those lol cow milkers and
he just keeps squeezing.
Yeah. All right, Ranbot. We're going to go in a couple minutes.
Enjoy the dollar cost. Today's all pretty much about stonks, but I wanted to get in with that, do my little victory lap, but unfortunately, the stonk market happens, so that's all everyone's going to be talking about for I don't know the next week.
Yep. Well, we'll see. Yep. Hopefully, we talk about this for a long time because this is the kind of thing they seem to not know how to deal with it, and I just wanted to keep going. Anyway, Ranbot, thank you.
Yep.
We'll drop this.
Oh, hang on. One thing you didn't bring up.
Oh, Jesus!
One more thing, Jess. Jess, if you're there. Are you there?
We're here. Go.
Yeah. Okay. I know you were doing the bit with various small hats doing the crying and all that. Have you got to the guy who was issuing threats? The guy who said it doesn't matter if it's one investor or two investors with these, and as he called them, small cap investors, which is so fucking ironic. I was howling with laughter when I heard it. These small cap investors. It doesn't matter if it's one or two people doing insider trading or 100. We've still got the authority to come down on them. And this is why I call the phrase outsider trading, because they're doing it right there in the open. Like they're literally saying, hey, bro, buy this stock, bro. But they want to treat outsider trading as insider trading. The way they should treat insider trading.
Right.
Because outsider trading is defeating insider trading, boys.
That's right, brother. All right. Well, I guess we're at
a small cap, not a small hat.
The small caps have beaten the small hats this week, and hopefully that will continue. All right, we're about out of time here. Rain bought.
God bless you.
Yeah, all right.
God bless you.
Take it easy. All right, I guess that's about it. Jazz, you got any parting thoughts
here?
Well,
so I.